Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. I'm Elaine Seth, your host for this evening. First and foremost, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your continued support and for spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Have you spread the word today? Now, tonight, we have a bit of a change in plans. Due to technical difficulties, our scheduled guest is not able to join us this evening. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and ask each and every one of you if you would call in with a situation where things may not have worked out as you planned, how you handled it, and turned a negative situation into a positive one. All right, everyone, I'm waiting to hear from you.
Just rising, I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real.
child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, no.
ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. I'm Elaine Seth, your host for the evening. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we had a bit of a situation. Due to technical difficulties, our scheduled guest is not able to join us this evening. So I'm opening up the phone lines and asking you to call in with a situation that may be inspirational or motivational, where things may not have worked out as you initially planned, how you handled it, and how you ended up turning a negative situation into a positive one. All right, everyone, I'm waiting to hear from you.
Think I'd leave you.
Hi, thank you for calling Think Big Radio.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling ThinkBig.com. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Really good. Who am I speaking with?
It's Paul from Toronto.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Great. Now, as you heard, tonight we had a bit of a change in plans due to technical difficulties. Our scheduled guest was not able to join us, and I opened up the phone lines and asked all the listeners if they would call in with a situation that didn't quite go as they initially planned, how they handled it, and how they turned a negative situation into a positive one. Do you have any feedback for us tonight?
Well, I do have a career situation that didn't go as planned and turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me, or one of the best things, anyways.
Wow. Now, can you explain to us exactly what it is that you do?
Sure. I'll start at the beginning where I was in the food industry.
Okay.
And I was in... Director of Sales, Director of Marketing over North America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the consumer packaged goods industry, something that I was raised in and was quite familiar with and thought I'd make a career out of. And interestingly, I just lost the passion for it.
Okay.
It was something that I was good at. I was moving up the corporate ladder. I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s, making lots of dollars, and just wasn't fulfilling. Wasn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, came across a couple of athletes who I did some promotions with on the sales side and started asking the right questions, I guess it was.
Okay.
And through building some friendships with guys like Mike Pinball Clemens, who's an icon up here in Canada, a couple of hockey players, a couple of guys I played against as a kid who made it to the NHL and just started beating around some ideas with them and came up with the idea of a sports business.
Wow.
Sports is where my heart is at. My sales and marketing acumen fit and dovetail quite nicely with that career plan. And it's something that I can be passionate about, enjoy. Sports, like most guys, used to consume a lot of my time just as something to fill the empty spot. And now I get to make money from it. So that was just a situation that wasn't that great, that I just lost my fire for, and turned into a wonderful positive.
Absolutely amazing. You know, they say when one door closes, another one always opens.
Absolutely, and the timing was perfect.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening, Paul, and thank you for your bit of inspiration this evening.
Hey, you're welcome. Question for you.
Okay.
How did you get to be what you are? How did you build build the skill set, build the ideals that you have? Is it something that you genetically inherited? Was it something you were raised with or something you learned along the way?
You know, that's definitely, I think, a little bit of each of those elements you just described. I have my parents to thank for my upbringing. Intuitively, I've always been a type A personality, you know, always knew what I wanted to do, and maybe it wasn't a popular thing to do or necessarily what everyone thought was correct, but of course, I always followed my heart, and I think that's huge in attaining your goals. And other than that, I had a few situations where I planned one thing and things didn't work out. And, you know, like I said, when one door closes, another one opens. And a lot of times we don't know exactly why things are happening in that manner, but I think life always has its plan set for us. It's just a matter of when we're able to accept it and to move forward.
So you yourself have some of those situations.
I can say that I have, yes. Yes,
anything
definitely.
Anything you want to tell your listeners about?
Wow. Well, one thing I can say is best of the best with the worst of the worst, it's all good. Definitely, you know, sometimes even on your worst day, there's someone somewhere out there that thinks the world of you and wishes you the best. And even though, yeah, you don't know exactly why things are happening the way that they do, there's always a reason for it, and you might not see it immediately, and it might not even be a year down the road. But one day, all the pieces to the puzzle fall in place, and when you look back, you can say, wow. You know, for me, I looked back and said, even though a few chain of events weren't the most, they weren't the best, some of them were rather painful, I can definitely appreciate the person that I've become as a result.
We all have those hard lessons that, as they say, put us through the refiner's fire.
Exactly.
And, gold isn't pure until you put it through the fire and burn off the chaff. And,
right.
We're the same way. We go in pretty rough, we go through the fire, and we come out nice and shiny on the other side. So we've all been there.
Right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Paul. And can you tell me the name of your company that you're talking about, the sports company?
Yes, it's Sports Celebrity Marketing. The website
I was going to ask if you could tell our listeners how they might find out a little more about your business.
The website, which is currently being rebuilt and should be a week or two away from being up, there's an older version up right now, is www.sportscelebs.com.
Wonderful. Well, again, Paul, thank you so much for calling in this evening. I wish you all the best with your endeavors with your business, and thanks for sharing a bit of inspiration and motivation for our listeners this evening.
Thanks, Elaine. Love your attitude.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving on the fly and keep on.
ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. My name is Elaine Seth, and I'm your host for this evening. I want to thank you all for joining in tonight and listening. And as I said, I was opening up the phone lines to see if any of you would like to call in with a situation that may not have gone off the way that you initially had planned and how you handled it, and how you turned your negative situation into a positive one. The phone lines are open, and you can call area code 718-664-9989. I look forward to hearing from you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
calling thinkbigradio.com. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Hello. My name is
Faye.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
And this is Faye.
Oh, hi, Faye. How are you tonight?
I am fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
Really good. Thank you so much for calling in. Now, as I said earlier, I was asking for people to call in with a situation where maybe you had initially planned one thing and
right.
for one reason or another it didn't work out.
Right.
And how you handled it and how you might have turned a negative situation into a positive one.
Right. Well, in my case, actually, this occurred about a few years ago, a job that I had, I think it was about 5 years I had this job, and then I got fired.
Oh, no.
I know. And I don't think it was anything that I did wrong, but it was just one of those things where...
It just happens, right?
Yes, it does. And at that point in time, I had bills to pay. I know I had the car payments to make, and it's like financial problems at that point. And it's like, how am I going to get out of this? Because I was out of a job now, and trying to look for another job takes quite a while.
Right.
So what happened is I eventually did end up finding another job. And so finally at that job, that's where I met my future husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so what happened, the good thing about it, so going through that period, I am kind of a person that, well, this is happening for a reason, so I don't try to get so down on it. And I try to always look positive and say, well, there's a bright light. I will find another job, and my financial situation will clear up. So I did met my future husband, and actually he helped pay off my bills, so that was a blessing in disguise too. So
that's a bonus there.
Yes, it works out very, very well. So
great. Wow. So you got fired and then you got married.
Yes, I know, eh? Wow.
Oh, that's a wonderful
that, right?
story. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in with your inspirational story.
Well, thank you. Well, I just want people out there to know if they're going through a bad time that, you know, just it's kind of hard sometimes when you are going through a bad time to see a positive outlook on it. But always try, they should always try to feel that there is something else better out there for them. And things happen for a reason. And just always try to have a positive outlook on things because things will look up. There always is a bright light at the end of the tunnel. May take a while, but it is there. So
right.
And then you get your bills paid too, like I did my husband. So. Right. So yeah.
We can all hope for that.
Yes.
Well, Faye, again, thank you so much for thinking big, and thank you for sharing your story this evening.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You have,
a wonderful night. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye bye.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
Get back up again, oh. For a saint is just a sinner who fell. get back up again.
Get back up again.
Kneeling, waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide. Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
All you Think Big Radio listeners out there this evening, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Now, as we are talking of negative situations and how we may turn those into positive, I would like to share one of my favorite quotes with you. It happens to be by Norman Vincent Peale, and he states, "Become a possibilitarian. No matter how dark things seem to be or actually are, raise your sights and see possibilities. Always see them, for they're always there."
I got the victory. I got the victory.
Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time this evening to think big. A special thank you goes out to our callers who phoned in with their uplifting stories of turning a negative situation into a positive one. I'm Elaine Seth, your host. Until next time, I ask you to please remember, keep your mind right, your heart true, your head up, and live your dream. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Thank you once again for taking the time to think big this evening. Good night.